verse 11, have lan. So have is give. Lan is to us. In English, we would say give us. In Aramaic, you say give to us. And that n at the end is us. Sometimes it's our, because it's the first person plural. So have lan, give to us. Lachma is the bread. D, sunkanan. So we've seen d at the start of a word before. It means that or which. D, bashmaya, for example. So have lan, lachma, give us the bread. D, sunkanan. It means off our need. The n at the end is our, just as the n at the end of lan means us. And it's the bread off our need. So it's slightly different to the way it would be expressed in English. Have lan lachma the sun kanan. Give us the bread off our need. Then it's yomana, which means today. So again, it's slightly different in English. In English, you would say, give us our daily bread. But here it's saying, give us the bread of our need today. So it's beautiful in Aramaic. It means that never mind about tomorrow, sufficient unto the day are the evils thereof. Just today, give us what we need. It's not something you desire, it's just what you need. You don't need money and power and everything else. You just need food and clothing, and that's all you need. So give us the bread off our need today. Not all our lusts and desires, but just what we need, and just today. Tomorrow will be different problems and different struggles and everything else in life. All we need is just to do one day at a time. That's the lesson of the daily manna in the wilderness. Don't worry about tomorrow, just take care of today's problems. So have lan lachma desun kanan yomana. Give us the bread of our need today.